channels. The radio channels. CRN.
This sponsored program is presented for its entertainment value only as a service to our listeners. CRN does not endorse or object to any topics or views discussed in the program, and we suggest you always consult your own medical, legal, financial, or personal advisor.
It is midnight in the East and 9 p.m. here in Southern California. Larry W. with the second hour of the Tuesday night edition of There Is a Solution on the Recovery Talk Network. We are here every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday live, 8 to 10 Pacific time, Monday and Tuesday. I am here, Larry W., often along with Constantine, my co-host, generally on Mondays. Richard C. and the Oldtimers handles the chores on Wednesday nights, live from his new home in Tucson, Arizona, and we're glad that Richard is now settled in over there. Tomorrow night, his guest will be Paul Appleby with his own personal story of recovery, as well as the service that he is providing with an organization called COPE Behavioral Community Services in Tucson. Next Monday, Constantine and I will be back with Alana Downey of Funhouse Presents. She's going to bring some band members, musicians. Tomas will have some more bumper music, courtesy of Funhouse Presents. Tomas is, of course, here doing all the heavy work for us. Thank you again for all that you do, Tomas. We appreciate that. On Tuesday night, it'll be Dr. Laura Trice, who has started a program, and she has facilitated and really been a practitioner of that program in a number of treatment centers. It's called Writing in Recovery. She's done that at Promises. We've had Donna Marcus, Dr. Donna Marcus, the executive director at Promises here a couple of weeks ago. And Laura Trice, a medical doctor herself, is going to be very interesting. She also has a great feeling about the importance of writing in recovery. We'll talk a little bit about Dr. Terry Egan, our guest tonight, talk a little bit about that as well. But Laura Trice, Dr. Laura, as I call her, the other Dr. Laura, even the good Dr. Laura, I sometimes say, also has something called wholesome junk food. Laura's wholesome junk food. And as she says, and she will tell us, it may not be for everyone. And she says that, but it is a lot healthier than a lot of the other stuff you'll find out there. But she'll explain that as well. Tonight, again, it's Dr. Terry Egan. Doc, thank you again for being here with me.
Sure, my pleasure.
I appreciate that. Is writing, what do you find about it?
I think writing is tremendously important. You know, the idea of journaling has been around in mental health treatment for a long time because the idea was this. Oftentimes when people feel bad, they feel stopped up. They feel like the only feeling I have is a feeling of feeling cruddy. I feel sad, I feel anxious, I feel worried, and there's just no room for any other feeling in there. So in writing or expressing or singing or in movement and being able to get some of that energy moving, getting some of those feelings out onto the paper, it leaves a tiny bit of space inside the psyche for a different feeling to surface. And so it's one of the ways that we begin to open up that space inside for people to have different feelings.
That is remarkable. And there are a number of other modalities that you use at Moonview. I'm just having a terrible time tonight.
It's a hard word to say. Sometimes I have trouble saying it, too.
10 years to come, the best you can do is just to mess me up. We'll talk about our egos have to be smashed. You know? I guess that's why I'm here tonight, because I get too big for myself. Moonview, Sanctuary.
There you go.
Once I get the first half, toy boat. And it is, we use the word unique, and sometimes it is used, I know it is overused, but how does unique apply to Moonview?
I'd love to share that with you. There's a difference in the term unique and the term personalized, and I would really like people to understand the difference there. Any treatment that you get from a professional should be personalized because it means that it takes into account your story, your life, your medical history, your psychiatric history. So it is personalized in that regard. Individualized is something different. Individualized means that the treatment that's assembled is assembled specifically for you. And we can talk a little bit more about that next.
We will do that. Look at you, you old pro. Here he hears the music and he knows we're going to go to a break, which we are. But we will be back right after this. Larry W., Dr. Terry Egan from someplace.
The hard to say place.
On CRN Digital Talk. I am so sorry. I'll be fired. I'll be right back. Oh.
The best values are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
Millions of weekly readers of the Penny Saver Shopper already know us as the best source of local shopping values. But did you know that we're online too? At PennySaverUSA.com, you'll find more of what you're looking for. Hundreds of thousands of items for sale from local, regional, and national retailers, plus neighborhood garage sales, free stuff, used cars, antiques, furniture, real estate, and a whole lot more. Browse our classifieds, download coupons, enter contests, and read restaurant reviews. You'll never know what you'll find. So next time you're shopping online, make your first stop, PennySaverUSA.com, where the best values are just a click away.
The best values are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
Chances are someone you love deals with the challenges of alcoholism, compulsive eating, drug abuse, or some other addiction or compulsive behavior. Maybe even you. My name is Larry W. on the Recovery Talk Network. Join me live Monday and Tuesday nights, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, 8 to 10 Pacific, and Richard C. on Wednesdays, where we'll feature individuals with firsthand knowledge of addiction and recovery. That's the Recovery Talk Network, Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 8 to 10 Pacific, here on CRN Digital Talk. This is Larry W. welcoming you to the second hour of There Is a Solution on the Recovery Talk Network. We welcome in our Langer Broadcasting affiliates, and including, among others, WBIX 1060 AM in Boston. Those out there, perhaps if they celebrated the Red Sox victory in the World Series, it is midnight back there. And if you're still celebrating the Red Sox victory in the World Series these several days later, perhaps you want to listen tonight to Dr. Terry Egan and find out how you can stop celebrating, at least until it's time for you to celebrate the Patriots victory in the Super Bowl, and see if you can get from here to there without doing too much damage to yourself or your family. And we say that because there is humor in recovery.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about that. First of all, welcome back, Dr. Terry Egan.
Thank you.
I appreciate you being here. You are the medical director of Moonview Sanctuary here, a facility, an outpatient facility here in Los Angeles. For those of you just joining us in this hour, why don't you take a few minutes and share a little bit again about Moonview and your purpose, the mission of Moonview.
Sure. Moonview is an outpatient, otherwise non-residential treatment center here in Los Angeles that specializes in the combination of Eastern and Western modalities of treatment, which are blended together to help people who are dealing with emotional, spiritual, medical, psychiatric, or social concerns in their lives. And all of the treatment is done on an individual basis and is absolutely private and confidential. There is no group experience with other patients. Anyone in the sanctuary never sees anyone else there, so we were able to guarantee absolute privacy. And one of the things that we're most proud of is in the 3 years that we've been open, you have never heard of a single person who has come to our center, and we're quite proud of that.
That is right. That is, and I guess that clearly, for that alone, people feel comfortable.
Absolutely.
That's remarkable. And in that regard, we mentioned before the break about the personalized, but the individualized. Why don't you follow up a little bit more about that and how you can guarantee that, or how you treat that that issue?
Sure. One of the things that we wanted to do was a very, very thorough assessment of patients when they come to work with us. So in the first 3 days, you'd meet with about 14 to 16 different practitioners of different modalities, Eastern and Western modalities, Chinese medicine and psychiatry and psychology, nutrition, sexuality assessments, things of that nature, so that we have a really good understanding about what's going on for you at this time in your life. And together we create what we believe will be an exceptional treatment model for you, utilizing different modalities of treatment. We have about 80 different practitioners that we draw from, with probably 40 different modalities of treatment, from traditional psychiatry and psychology, psychotherapies, family dynamics, psychodynamic, cognitive behavior. These are the names of some of the kinds of treatments. to treatments, Eastern kinds of treatments, Chinese medicine, acupuncture, chiropractic, Ayurvedic medicines, and then a whole host of spiritual kinds of modalities that we may use as well. We want to be able to use modalities that make sense to the patient that we're working with. There's been a lot of research recently looking at the different cultural concerns that affect treatment. If you go to, for example, certain parts of Africa, the best treatment is done by an indigenous healer. Those practitioners are far better able to help remove symptoms from people who live in that community than Western medicine. And so what we want to do is we want to be able to use modalities that resonate with the patient that we're working with. So it may be that someone is very interested in astrology or intuition. They may want to involve themselves in learning about a particular spiritual process. Maybe they've always been interested in studying Buddhism, but they were raised devout Christian. And Moonview is a place where we can open the door to any kind of private conversation, be it spiritual, sexual, psychological, medical, and it's a part of the beauty. We are able to open the doors up for a complete discussion.
Well, you mentioned a lot of modalities, and I know we're going to be, we got a couple of minutes before the break here. How do you find, I may be violating all these radio rules here, so someone comes to you,
uh-huh.
like, oh, I don't know, me.
Okay. Okay. Someone who's special.
Stuart Smalley notwithstanding. How do you explore with that person to know where to go with those 20 or 40 different possible modalities?
It's a great question. Some of the things that we will try to understand are again, as I said before, your history, your medical, psychological, psychiatric history, your family history. We want to understand the current circumstances, be that financial or social or situational. We want to understand what are the areas of strength in your life, where are the places that you go for solace and support in your world. What are the areas that seem particularly challenging for you, areas where you may have found yourself revisiting time and time and time again that create to continue difficulties for you in your life? We want to look at your spiritual belief systems, your belief in the afterlife or the absence of that. We want to understand what puts the wind in your sail. We want to understand what kinds of music and philosophy you feel drawn to. We want to understand about your sense of personal self-expression, be that through art or physical means, through movement or dance or other kind of kinetic kind of behaviors. We want to understand if you're someone who kind of receives information auditorially or visually. Some people are very drawn by what they see versus what they hear or what they feel in their skin. The list goes on and on and on.
Wow, that was remarkable right there.
So you are special.
Well, I'm excited too. A lot more. You won't want to miss the rest of this hour.
Discover how affordable it can be to renew your kitchen with Sears. Choose from remodeling your entire kitchen or simply refacing your existing cabinets. Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom designed look to match any budget. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. See for yourself. Call 1-800-206-8628 for a free in-home design consultation. Call right now to save $500 on the price of your new kitchen. Hurry. Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing and kitchen remodeling from Sears. Call now for your free in-home design consultation and to save $500. Call 1-800-206-8628. That's 1-800-206-8628. 1-800-206-8628. Sears, where it begins.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've fallen and I can't get up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0362. 1-800-410-0362. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0362.
What if we're all meant to do what we secretly dream? What would you ask if you knew you could have anything? Like the mighty oak sweet in the heart of a seed, are there miracles in you and me? If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge where fools and dreamers dare.
It is coming up on 16 minutes after the hour. That's more with Jana Stanfield, JanaStanfield.com. And again, if you want that, you can download it from her site, but also you can give me a call. And I will send that to you, 800-336-2225. It's a great packet. I don't have one here for you, Dr. Egan, but I will send one out to you.
I look forward to that. She's an extraordinary.
Isn't she great?
Just extraordinary
talent.
She's
just all sorts of stuff on her website, and I've ordered her CD, Jana Stanfield, and you can do that too.
Fantastic.
So I bought about 40 of those to give out to callers and guests and stuff like that, and I ran out of them tonight. But Dr. Terry Egan is here with us tonight. He is from Moonview Sanctuary. You know, when I look at it, it's easier than I just try to remember it.
Yes.
As I tell my 13-year-old son, my wonderful Max, when all else fails, follow the directions.
There you go.
And MoonviewSanctuary.com. Go to our website for information about all of our guests here on the Recovery Talk Network. You'll also see their phone number, 866-601-0601. We're talking about different modalities, and one that I was fascinated with and got to experience briefly, equine therapy.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that. People think, you know, horses, what do? Talk to horses. Is it riding? Which is, of course, what I first thought it
sure.
was, and it really isn't.
Sure. Well, equine-assisted therapy is a fantastic therapy that's used in quite a number of treatment centers these days. Equine-assisted therapy is a modality where there's a therapist who works with the patient, and they actually work with a horse. And it may begin with you simply being able to come into relationship with the horse, to be able to get the horse to come over to you and not be afraid and not walk away or not ignore you. It may progress to where you may be doing some grooming behaviors, some cleaning of the horse's hooves or brushing and other kinds of things. But what's fascinating is while you're in relationship with the horse, the therapist may be asking you some particular questions about what's going on in your life. How are you feeling working with this great old big animal here? And the therapist is watching the animal's reaction. And horses are very, very, very intuitive. So when you are calm and settled and comfortable and what we'll call congruent, the horses will respond and cooperate and be quite gentle. If you're not congruent and you're saying something that's not true, or you're filled with a series of uncomfortable feelings that may be working their way out through your body, or through your voice, the horse will begin to respond. And the therapist is watching this and will simply be interpreting back to you what's happening in your body. I'm noticing that the horse is reacting a particular way. It sounds mysterious, but if you experience, and you mentioned that you had experienced it yourself, it is absolutely brilliant to watch. And to experience it, I've had the opportunity to do some equine therapy myself. Absolutely, it's extraordinary. Just extraordinary.
And just to share, someone who's not a professional,
sure.
who really has nothing to say, well, this is great because you do it. But what I first thought about and experienced it over a three-hour period with Marie Doré Lambert,
mm-hmm.
was the individual, the woman who, with her, she's the therapist, who with the also the equine therapist,
mm-hmm.
or the horse trainer,
mm-hmm.
Someone who's trained by the horse whisperer, in fact, watching. And at first I thought it was, didn't make sense,
mm-hmm.
And then I watched, and when she would ask questions like, well, who is the horse? And then I start crying about my father. Well, forget it.
There you go.
But also, It's like, well, wait a minute. How many years have people gone into therapy, and any one of us who are 12-step meetings or somewhere along the way, if we're smart, have been into a therapy situation? And we've talked to an empty chair. Mm-hmm. Well, when I connected that, it's like, well, okay, so what's your point? There's no point at all. If it can be animate or inanimate, it could be live or wood, or it wiped away any doubt or fear or concern or certainly any feeling that mm-hmm. this didn't make sense, because it made all the sense in the world. Mm-hmm. And then just to watch it, it was just brilliant.
You know, and it's interesting you said the word watch. Not only is it powerful to experience the modality yourself, to be working with the horse and with the therapist, but it's also quite powerful to watch someone else do it. So someone else who's talking about their issues and their life concerns and a situation they may be dealing with, and they're working with a horse, and you're watching what's going on for them, memories that are coming up, emotions that are coming out. You yourself are affected by watching, just like you're affected by being in a 12-step room and hearing a story.
Well, that's true.
And so you benefit even from being in the presence of someone else who's having the treatment.
Right. And that's something as well, just about being amongst others.
Absolutely.
That helps too. We're going to talk more about that and some of the other things, massage therapy. We've mentioned music and lots of other stuff. Dr. Terry Egan from Moonview Sanctuary is our guest here for the rest of this hour. Please join us here, 800-336-2225. We'll be right back.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you. 1-800-336-2225.
I admitted I was powerless over my addiction. My life had become unmanageable. I had tried to quit on my own, but it never worked. In Narcotics Anonymous, I learned that it is possible to stop using drugs.
Call Narcotics Anonymous. We can help.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you considering bankruptcy? With the new bankruptcy laws, you may not qualify. There is another option. Call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Let Financial Freedom of America show you how their proven debt reduction system can save you thousands or tens of thousands. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. You need to have $10,000 or more in credit card debt to qualify for this program. Don't suffer from the burden and hardship of your overwhelming debts any longer. They'll do all the work for you. Call Financial Freedom of America today at 800-781-9713. That's 800-781-9713. For your free consultation, call Financial Freedom of America now, 800-781-9713.
Hello?
Mr. Johnson, this is Greg's cell phone calling.
My son, Greg?
Yeah, I'm with him all the time. I know what's up.
Yeah? What's up?
Well, the other night, Greg was at this cat's crib, and he was smoking a blunt.
What? I'll put the fear into that kid?
No, I meant the other dude. Greg passed.
Still, if he was there, let me talk to Greg.
Hold up. G's taking a test right now. I'm turned off.
And then how can...
Try us back after school. That's prime time.
Talking. The anti-drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Tune in every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, to the top secret psychic agent, Robin Zodiac, for a live psychic reading here on CRN Digital Talk.
Do it anyway.
Coming up on 25 After the Hour, that's more of Anyway with Martina McBride, Dr. Terry Egan of Moonview Sanctuary. Praying Anyway, let's talk a little bit about that. I guess we'll use our music as our cue here, about some spirituality and some sense of that. How does that come into play with at Moonview?
Well, I think first I'd like to say for those of you who may have been raised in, we'll say raised in, quote, the church, regardless of what denomination you may have come from, the church is one of the places people begin to learn about, quote, right and wrong, black and white, left and right, good and bad. And, you know, as you get older in life, you start to deal more with the shades of gray in the world. And that creates a lot of conflict and a lot of tension for many people. And one of the places that people may talk about it is in a therapy room. As a psychiatrist, I had the pleasure over the years of working with quite a number of clergy, priests, bishops, ministers, pastors, who would come to me privately for psychotherapy to talk about some spiritual concerns that were going on for them. And I found it just an incredible, incredible opportunity to help someone who's in front of a congregation all the time, trying to be of service to the God that they worship, who are dealing with a spiritual conflict. And sometimes privately people say, you know, I don't know that I really believe what it is that I'm in the pulpit professing to believe. Sometimes I feel like I'm a sham. Sometimes I feel like I may not be doing the kinds of service that I need to be doing for people. And these are existential issues that we all deal with in our lives, because all of us at some point feel as if we are caricature
or sham.
Of course, absolutely. But it's quite wonderful, I think, to deal with people who are dealing with it in the context of their religion, because religion flows so deeply in our genetics. So we may talk about the Quran, we may talk about the Bible, or we may be talking about particular scriptures and how that relates to someone's life. I remember once I was working with a priest who came in. He had his collar on when he first came in, and it was a little disorienting for me. And I said, you know, I'm happy to do the therapy with you wearing the collar, but if you take the collar off, I think I might be able to be a little bit more effective with you, because it was distracting to me. And
so that was more about you.
It was more about me, absolutely. But I wanted to own it in the room with him, because I wanted him to have my full undivided attention as best as I could give it to him. So it's just an example of these little symbols about the kinds of things that people have to wear. You may be somewhere and you see someone who's wearing a particular religious garb, and you're a child, you ask questions, you point, what's that? What are they wearing? Who are they? But this has a mystique to it, and many times people are afraid of that mystique. They're drawn to it at the same time, and they don't understand it. And so psychotherapy is about getting underneath all of that and getting to the truth. And from my experience in working with ministers and clergy, I felt it increasingly important to make sure that at Moonview we dealt with spiritual concerns, that we opened up the dialogue for people to talk about the deepest spiritual, for lack of a better word, concerns of their heart. Who am I? What do I believe? Where am I headed? How am I of service? How am I connected? What are the things that I used to believe that now I think I may be changing my mind? And what does it mean about me to be someone who can change my mind over time? These are very deep and rich psychological issues that affect everything about our lives, from the relationships that we have, to the choices that we make, to the opportunities that we make available to ourselves. And we wanted to make all of this a part of the rich discussion at Moonview. That's another reason we use the term sanctuary, because it's a reminder that whether you create a sanctuary space in your own life, whether you have an altar in your home, or you light a candle, or you light incense, or you have a collection of pictures that are very meaningful where you sit, or a window that you sit by when you become reflective, we wanted to help people begin to create these places in their world that give them an opportunity to be quiet, to settle their thoughts, to go inward, to begin to ask themselves the truly deep and meaningful questions, and listening for the answers that come out.
Now, there are, that religion goes everywhere, from people who say you must follow a particular religion,
sure,
to let's say, you know, the 10, maybe 15% of the American population that are atheists, not just agnostic.
Mm-hmm.
Can you treat those folks?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well,
when we come back, I guess.
When we I'd be happy to do
that. I didn't learn my lesson from last night when I asked the question going into a break, did I, Tomas?
Just remember, it's moonviewsanctuary.com.
Yes, I can do this. 866-601-0601. That's easy enough. Larry W., Dr. Terry Egan, and Tomas helping me out, getting my tongue out of my mouth here. Larry W., we'll be right back right after this.
Digital Talk Radio, CRN, CRN.
Do you eat when you're not hungry? Do you eat to escape? Is your weight affecting your life? Is your life affecting your weight? Can you answer no to these questions? Thousands of other people can't either. See, you're not alone. If you're concerned about your eating habits, your relationship with food, or you think you suffer from compulsive eating, contact Overeaters Anonymous. We can help. After all, it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Get ready for a toll-free number to Associated Tax Relief. Associated Tax Relief has helped others settle their tax debt with the IRS for mere pennies on the dollar. Associated Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are experts at negotiating with the IRS to settle your debt and put an end to the letters, wage garnishment, and hassles. In fact, the IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your tax debt for less than what you owe. You owe it to yourself to find out how you could save literally thousands of dollars on your tax debt by calling for a free consultation. There's absolutely no cost or obligation for this free tax consultation. Get the facts on how Associated Tax Relief can help you settle your debt with the IRS. Call now, 800-659-9787. 800-659-9787. Don't wait another minute. Call for your free consultation. 800-659-9787. 800-659-9787.
Hi, everybody. This is Trisha Yearwood for RAD. Everybody knows what it's like to juggle a busy schedule. That's something I do every day as a singer, musician, and wife. But when it comes to celebrating, I'm never too busy to plan ahead and be responsible. So I always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
It's a powerful thing.
It's a powerful thing.
It's a powerful thing.
It's a powerful thing.
Winter is around the corner, and with energy costs on the rise, now is the time to replace your home's old drafty windows. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Call 1-800-569-1093 for a free in-home design consultation. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now and save $375 off your replacement windows. Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Energy savings may vary depending upon your home. Replace your windows now. Call Sears at 1-800-569-1093 and save $375. Add beauty and charm to your home and save energy at the same time. Call Sears today at 1-800-569-1093. Sears, where it begins.
Your credit card debt is getting out of control. You're having trouble making the monthly minimums. Sound familiar? You have to do something, but what? Well, you don't have to file for bankruptcy. The mortgage brokers want you to put up your family home to pay off credit card debts. Problem is that more often than not, you find yourself using the credit cards again. Only this time there's no equity left in your home, and you have a whole new pile of credit card debt. It doesn't have to be this way. We're Credit Card Relief. We help people just like you get out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. We're an attorney-driven program with an excellent reputation. The consultation is free, and the relief is real.
Call 1-866-994-4646. That's 1-866-994-4646. Not available in all states. 1-866-994-4646.
This world's gone crazy, and it's hard to believe that tomorrow will be better than today. You can love someone with all your heart for all the right reasons, and in a moment they can choose to walk away. Love them anyway.
Coming up on 35 minutes after the hour, more with Martina McBride, and Anyway is the name of that CD. And some spirituality involved in that. And that is our last topic with Dr. Terry Egan of Moonview Sanctuary. And the issue of whether or not there are people who have either no belief or truly have decided, not that they've lost faith, but they say, you know, it's just not for me. I mean, Bill Maher is a comedian. He doesn't believe in God or higher power. How do you deal with and discuss treatment and recovery with folks like that?
Absolutely. Well, a part of it is we may talk to someone about whatever their sort of scientific understanding of order is, or their understanding of how things evolve or change over time. We may talk to people about their belief in a kind of a collective understanding about a perspective about the human condition. There are so many areas that are rich and deep that are spiritual, though they're not religious or not denominational. And so, you know, some people say, I don't believe in anything. I think, you know, you're born and you die and that's it. And so in the course of exploring their life, you will look at some of the choices they made. And occasionally people make some really beautiful choices. And so explore why. Why did you make that beautiful choice in that moment? Well, I don't know. It seemed like the right thing to do. So we talk about the right thing to do. So with anyone, there can be a discussion, but it's in their language, in their time frame, in their schedule. We don't force any kind of religious or philosophical or sociological parameters on anyone. It's about exploring and understanding how it is that they think and feel in the world.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about your background because you, well, talk a little bit about your training.
Sure. I'm a board-certified psychiatrist. I went to the University of Tennessee in Memphis, where I'm from, and then I came to Los Angeles and did my residency in psychiatry at the University of Southern California. I then went into private practice in 1992 in Beverly Hills, and over the last 15 years, probably treated around 20,000 patients in my best estimate, both in my office and in various treatment centers. As I mentioned, I've run eating disorder centers and other kinds of recovery centers, psychiatric centers. I did a number of clinical trials when I first went into practice. I speak for pharmaceutical companies, helping educate physicians about new medications as they come to the market. So there are all sorts of things that I'm interested in and I've been able to do in my practice, which keeps things fresh. What I like to tell patients every day is even though you may feel despairing that you've tried every drug available and every therapeutic modality that there is, we have to be hopeful because there are new medicines and new technologies in development every single day that are coming to the market. And it may be that the particular medicine or modality that's going to help you is just right around the corner. So I think a part of our job as mental health professionals is to encourage people's hope, to help them hang on, to help them look forward to something better that's coming. And because I believe it's true and I see it every day, it's easy for me to convey that message to people.
Now, there are those of us, myself, in 12-step recovery, I even go back to the history of Alcoholics Anonymous and Bill Wilson in the Big Book, which is what people look at as the Bible, pun intended, of recovery. But I look to in the foreword, in the preface, in the early pages before those classic first 164 pages, where Bill Wilson wrote, upon therapy for the alcoholic himself, we surely have no monopoly. So Bill Wilson was a seeker, and he looked to members of the clergy, to psychiatrists, and to medical doctors such as, well, Dr. Silkworth and Carl Jung and some of the people back, you know, 70 years ago. Mm-hmm. But in the issue of pharmacology, there are many of us, and one of the things we talked about before is the fact that I'm concerned that there are people who are in recovery and may need or may not benefit and may actually get in trouble if they're dealing with certain medications. How does that work?
Well, I think that, first of all, you have to find a medical practitioner that you feel comfortable with. Again, all of this goes back to the issue of the truth. We must know the truth. We must know the truth about what it is that you feel, how you think, what you use, what kind of compulsive behaviors you struggle with. And we also have to know the truth about what the literature shows us, about what the research shows us. There is much that's available for people that they don't know about. And we want them to come to the room to talk to a medical provider to begin to understand what is available. Now, probably 60% of my practice over the years was involved in a recovery of some sort. And so the issue of do I medicate or do I not medicate is a really sensitive question. And I always encourage people to come, bring your sponsor, bring your family with you. Let's have a big, full-out conversation. And many times people might come for a consultation and we would review everything. They decide to not go on a medicine. They might come back a year later for another consultation. I would give them recommendations. And I remember one particular patient, it was the third consult about 3 years down the road when he finally felt that maybe medication would be useful. And I got him started on some medication that was appropriate, and within about 3 to 4 weeks, he was quite angry at me for not having convinced him earlier about how life-changing medication could be. And so what I tell patients is this: I have been on antidepressant medications myself. I certainly take it seriously. I certainly had a physician manage it for me. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that for myself. Right. And I would not want patients to self-medicate for themselves either. I believe we all deserve to have a clearer mind with a different perspective to help us when we're looking at this issue of medication. And also, it's important to remember that medications are not good or bad. They do not have personalities, just like foods. They're not good foods and bad foods. Foods are foods and medications are medications. Yes, there are benefits and there are side effects, and we have to look and we have to be honest about these side effects, and we have to match a medication to the symptom profile and to the particular patient that we're working with. And side effect management is one of the things that psychiatrists do all day, every day. Patients don't want to have sexual side effects, and they don't want to have difficulty with weight gain and mental fogginess and things. So again, that honesty in the room of discussing exactly what you're noticing, what side effects or effects you're having, is just paramount.
Well, that's great. Dr. Terry Egan, more about that. We want to talk about more about eating disorders. When we come back, also about compulsivity and the stigma. We have another almost 20 minutes. Larry W., CR on Digital Talk, Recovery Talk Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom81.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom81.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 81.com. Freedom81.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 888-600-3005. That's 888-600-3005. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Call 888-600-3005.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh,
falsetto in there, 45 after the hour. Larry W., thank you, Tomas, with Dr. Terry Egan, Moonview Sanctuary Medical Director. Talk a little bit about, just the word compulsivity comes up a lot. Explain that a little bit, and how does that manifest itself?
Sure. You know, compulsivity cuts across all kinds of human behavior. When we try to break it down and we say, you know, well, let's talk about compulsive behavior. Compulsive drive or compulsive preoccupation. Compulsive means that somebody feels a pushing, a repetitive urge that may go on inside of their mind. It may be around a preoccupation with food or drugs or alcohol or sex or spending. It may be a preoccupation around the issue of questions. There are people who have what we call pathologic doubt. They can't be sure about something. Did I really say that? Was I clear? I don't know. Did I mean that? Sometimes there are compulsivities around the attention that we place on things. There are certainly parents who are compulsively preoccupied with the health of their children. And there are actually some medical syndromes that can be quite dramatic that are ways in which people's compulsivities can affect other people in their lives. So when you look at compulsivity, compulsivity takes up a lot of time, tends to make people feel very frustrated, very helpless inside. It can get people into a lot of trouble, whether that's legal, financial, or otherwise. And so it's one of the things that drives people to treatment. And people say, you know, I've got this kind of behavior and I need some help. And so you may come to a therapist, and the first thing is to get a full understanding of what it is. It's rare for people to have just one compulsivity. It's very interesting. Typically, you will see preoccupations around lots of things.
Can you give us a couple of
sure.
examples?
Sure. For example, if you're looking at someone who comes in for the treatment of a quote, eating disorder, the person comes in because maybe they're dealing with bulimia nervosa, and that's a situation where people are binging and purging and are preoccupied with burning off calories or over-exercise. And when you sit and talk to them, you may hear that they also have a series of critical voices inside that may be shaming them. They may be socially uncomfortable. They may have also what we would consider obsessive compulsive disorder, where they may have counting or checking behaviors that are going on. There may be compulsive ideas around goodness or particular ways to be in the world, particular behaviors, goals that people are striving towards that are quite compulsive, meaning that it's taking up a lot of time. It interferes with how their life works. And as I said, because compulsions can be quite distressing, it's one of the predominant reasons why people come into therapy. When you look at the treatment of compulsivities, the treatments are many. Psychopharmacology is certainly one of them. Which for many people is a lifesaver. It's for the first time that people are able to catch their breath in their life. Unfortunately, the treatment with medication takes a while, and because people are in such pain, they'd like the pill to work immediately, please.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's not how medicines for compulsivity work. They require a longer incubation period in the body for the benefit to show up. So in the meantime, we want to keep people hopeful. We want to engage them under the kinds of psychotherapeutic interventions that can help quiet the mind. We want to involve the body modalities, other ways of expending energy. And as we were talking about before, journaling is one of those ways, involving themselves in physical behaviors. Walking, helpful for many people. It's incredible how physically paralyzed people become when they're dealing with compulsivities, especially if it's a compulsivity in the mind, a compulsivity of thinking behavior. The body sort of just sits still. Anytime you can get the body to move, you actually can reduce that preoccupation a little bit. So we try to teach people lots of different ways to work in the area of addressing their compulsive behaviors, again, through multiple modalities of treatment, Eastern and Western modalities, expressive and active behaviors. The literature is there in some regards, especially in the area of psychopharm and some particular psychotherapy mm-hmm. interventions, but a lot of it is not well researched. And so centers like ours are where some of this research is taking place. What we hope is that as we understand more and more about the combinations of treatment and the sequencing of treatments for particular patients, we'll be able to make this information available to the public so that people all around the world will be able to benefit from the findings that we have at Moonview.
So there's still a lot of learning and research.
Absolutely.
That goes on all the time.
Lots and lots and lots of learning.
Seeking, as Martin
Bates
say, which is great.
That's right.
So people who have certain things, I mean, there are clutterers and pack rats
sure.
that come to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to watch or save things. I know something I battle, if you will.
Certainly.
And so what goes on with that?
Well, I think for many people, they are so frustrated and oftentimes horrified by what may be going on in their mind. Many people have compulsive thinking that may be in an area that's so distasteful. It may be of a sexual nature. It may be of a criminal nature. And it is so difficult for them to share that with anyone because they don't want to be locked up
sure.
and they don't want to be thought that they're crazy. So again, creating that safe space to be able to get that information out into the room is the first step.
Great. Back with our final moments with Dr. Terry Egan. This is Larry W. on the Recovery Talk Network, CRN Digital Talk at Langer Broadcasting. We'll be right back.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you, 1-800-336-2225.
I was searching for an answer when I reached out and found Narcotics Anonymous. I came to my first NA meeting in defeat. I didn't know what to expect.
Surrounded by fellow addicts, I realized I was not alone. I heard them talk about the same feelings I was afraid to share.
Recovery is what happens at NA meetings. It is possible to stop using drugs.
Call Narcotics Anonymous. We can help.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable?
Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet?
You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America.
This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could completely be wiped clean.
It's a proven program.
The best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work for you.
Plus, you don't have to pay back a penny of the debt that they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-0548. That's 800-768-0548.
You need to have at least $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program.
For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us. 800-768-0548. Call now. 800-768-0548.
Hello?
Hey, this is your cell phone.
Huh?
You know, you treat me like a kid.
What?
Oh, sure, you've cut the cord, but you don't realize how much I've grown up. I can do speed dial, text messaging, voicemail, video, wireless internet.
Yeah.
I can even help you keep your kid off drugs.
Keep my kid? How?
You talk to your son about not smoking marijuana, right?
Yeah, well, of course.
Well, some other people are telling him something different. Here, let's send him a text message. Ask him what he's up to.
Good idea. Let's do it.
Staying in touch. The Anti-Drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hi, this is Keith and Charmy Amber, just exploding with new perspectives.
And sound answers to life's tough questions.
Check out Mastering Ourselves on CRN 1, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern.
We're spiritual lifestyle experts offering an intriguing journey where you end up more at home with yourself, your behavior, and your understanding of life.
So come on.
You can do it.
Stretch into
the greater you
on Mastering Ourselves.
We don't even talk anymore, and we don't even know what we argue about. Don't even say I love you no more. Saying how we feel is no longer.
Coming up on 55 After the Hour, thank you to Masa for that Boys to Men segment. Music is part of our recovery. And
it's amazing. You have a wonderful music selection here tonight.
He's great. Wonderful. Tomas is terrific. More with Dr. Terry Egan. We're going to finish up with a final couple of minutes. And listening to that song, Tomas, you must be psychic here, about people, what we argue about, which brings us to a topic I know you wanted to mention about people arguing about families.
Absolutely. One of the things I wanted to say is while we've been focusing a lot on the individual treatment and the working with many therapists working with an individual, in every case we work with the entire support system. We work with the family. We work with the children and the parents. Sometimes the family system is not biologic, though. It may be the bodyguard, the attendants. It may be a caregiver. It may be one's attorney, one's business manager, one's agent. These oftentimes are some of the more key relationships and the key trusting relationships that exist. And while someone is being treated at Moonview, we do treat the entire system because we want to give someone every opportunity for continued success over time. So you want that whole support system to be in alignment to support the healthy changes and the healthy growth that's taken place. The last thing I'll say is that we also understand the importance of extended treatment. So we were the first center in the world to offer a full year of treatment to be able to help people through all of the many anniversaries of life, through the holidays, through difficult other times that may sort of be embedded in one's body memory, and through the seasons of life and the different ways that people feel with changes in the light outside and the changes of the seasons. So again, we tried to create the most comprehensive, inclusive, all-encompassing treatment that we could, and it's been an absolute joy to bring Moonview to fruition in the world. We are sealing a center of hope and opportunity and growth. We want to change how healthcare is delivered in America, and we want to leave people understanding that through connection, through spiritual understanding, through continued pursuit of feeling better and connected in the world, it is possible every day to live a better life.
Wow, that's great. Yet another example of the uniqueness that is Moonview Sanctuary. Thank you so much, Dr. Terry
Egan.
It's my
pleasure.
I really appreciate it. The medical director of Moonview Sanctuary. You can check out more information about them through our website at recoverytalknetwork.com or go directly to moonviewsanctuary.com. Give them a call at 866-601-0601. I really appreciate the time. There's so much more we could have talked about. I know Dr. Sidoroff, one of your colleagues there at Moonview, we're hoping to have him on and talk about some more things. And with that, I want to thank all of you for listening tonight. Tomas, thank you for everything that you do, our music selection, and coming in with all the best information at the right time. I want to remind you that Richard C. will be back here tomorrow night. Paul Appleby will tell his inspiring story of personal recovery, as well as the work he's doing at Tucson at the Behavioral Community Services called COPE. Constantine and I will be back on Monday with Alana Downing and Funhouse Presents and some musicians, Dr. Laura Trice on Tuesday. And let's see, Richard C. will be back again next week with another guest. In the future, we'll have Yvette Torres of SAMHSA, as well as Dr. Bimbo, Simba Babatope, I'm sorry, Doc, from Recovery Solutions Magazine. And with that, I want to remind you that on behalf of Big Bob and Mrs. Drysdale, Max and Rhonda, this is Larry W. letting you know from the Recovery Talk Network that no matter what you're going through, there is a solution. Good night, everybody.